You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Go ahead, pick out anything in the room here. I'll lift it up over my head.
Look, no one is lifting anything.
The television.
Hey, welcome back here live on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. You've tuned in to the best show there is on this network. Anyway, I love all the other shows, but you know what? You are in here for some truth entertainment. You know, I was thinking about the other day, you know, I was just driving down the street. You know how you get in the traffic and you start thinking these like deep thoughts and you go, wow. You know, and you think about like waking up that morning. I remember I woke up really early in the morning. And I don't know about y'all, but I have an alarm set on my phone. Okay, so I have an alarm set on my phone, so I wake up pretty early. And, you know, I turn the alarm off and I kind of lay in bed and I kind of look at my phone and I kind of hold the phone way over my head and I kind of look at it, you know, and I started going to Facebook in the morning. So I start looking at Facebook, I start looking at social media, and I'm telling you, if you wake up on a certain side of the bed or you wake up in a certain mood and you see people with their lives just seem so awesome, you go, oh my gosh, you start feeling kind of depressed. You might even feel lesser than. You might even feel even better than others. You got to think about it both sides. You might think, oh, I'm not as good, or oh, I'm better. You know, it's this weird human condition we have as human beings that we're kind of saddled, right, between the desire to be unique, you know, to be original, but we're also yearning all the time to fit in. It's kind of a weird deal to be unique or to fit in. Huh. You know, social media has really raised the comparison, I think, because we're constantly comparing ourselves, our lives, to our friends' lives, to our acquaintances' lives, to people we don't even know. You know, I've recently found that, you know, we kind of compare everything. You compare your car, your house, your job, really your outside appearance as well to other people. It's wild. It's an unending cycle of discontent. And sometimes emptiness, you know, it's when it comes to like your house, let's say you're comparing your house. So we compare it by the size, right? The price, the neighborhood. Ooh, my kids go to this school. Oh, well, oh, you have to send your kids to private school because the schools aren't that good. Oh, well, I'm here at dot, dot, dot. Oh, wow, you live there. Or what about when you're comparing your cars? You know, that's kind of tricky. It's kind of a tricky situation because you have to compare. You have the whole size of the car. You have the whole, is it a sports car? Is it a sedan? Is it an SUV? You know, and then you also have just the plain other issues that you have to deal with, you know? And so, and then we also compare what? Our jobs. Jobs are an interesting comparison because we find ourselves thinking about, let's say you want the big raise or you need the big raise. And usually the comparison is about the hours worked or the money made. You know, a lot of times we make those comparisons. Oh, they're making all that money doing that. Wow, that must be great. Look at all the respect and power they have in our society, in our community. Everybody looks upon them. And, you know, men and women alike. And I know you're listening tonight and you're saying, oh, I never do that. Come on, come on. That's not like me. I don't compare my car. I don't compare my house. I don't compare my job. Okay, let's say you don't compare any of those. So let's just put that in the wash right now. Let's talk about the one thing that most people all compare. And that's their looks. Your looks. You have compared your looks with someone else. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about your outward appearance. I'm not talking about what's inside here. I'm talking about what's on the outside. And I'm not saying you compare it like women and men compare. I'm saying that women and women compare and men compare. Okay, so I think a lot of times you feel better or you can feel worse after making a comparison of yourself with someone else. You know, it's almost like watching the Jerry Springer show. I don't know if y'all have ever watched Jerry Springer. I mean, have you watched Jerry Springer? Have you watched that show? Because I've watched it a couple of times.
Not on purpose. Let's put it that way. I may have accidentally run across it.
And kept it there for the next 30 minutes.
Just because I caught it, happened to catch it right in the middle of a free-for-all.
And, Jerry, you know, Jerry.
It's like a, you know, accident on the highway. You know, it's
like, yeah, it's like a train wreck.
You don't want to watch, but you kind of can't help it.
C- God bless our hearts. Yes, I think we've all been there. And anybody that's saying they haven't, come on. Don't lie to yourself. It's just you. It's only you. So be honest, because we have, I'm sure we've all at least watched one episode. And you know what's so funny is you sit there and you say, well, man, I'm better than those trashy people on that show. Man, I'm so much better than those trashy people. I mean, where do they find them? I mean, come on. How much are they paying these people? But who cares? Who cares if you're better? Who cares if you're better than those people on Jerry Springer? Okay, really, who does? The key is simple. It's really not being better than your acquaintances or being better than your friends or even better than the people on Jerry Springer. It's about being better than you were yesterday, but it's also about yourself, right? I mean, that's the key. You know, tonight I have a really great thing going on because I have a good friend of mine, Kevin, here, and I'm really glad to have him in the studio.
Huh? Or Keith.
Yeah, Keith. Sorry, Keith. I have Keith in the studio. My gosh.
Kevin, Keith, you know.
Kevin!
Do I say anything?
Actually, yeah. You probably answered a worse.
But, oh, yeah.
That we can't repeat over the air. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, well, you already bleeped that out, though. So, actually, Keith is a good friend of mine, and I know that would seem kind of odd, but I have actually hung out with a lot of people today. I actually hung out with some really great people out here in Fort Worth, and I actually got to see a good band friend of mine from Florida. They're doing their U.S. tour, Sister Kill Cycle, actually. It's very hard rock, band, but it's cool, and I appreciate what they do because they actually follow their love and their passion. And, you know, Keith wanted to join us, and Dano is here as well tonight, and we're all discussing this whole idea of comparing oneself to another. And I know, Keith, I know you've never done it, and I know, Dano, you've never done it either. I compared yourself to anybody else, right?
No, never.
Okay,
never.
Yeah, so that was good. That was a good canned response, right? I kind of like that one. You know, I've never done that, ever in my life.
No, I would never do that.
As you can see, Keith is actually holding his hand up like Scout's Honor right now, so we're going to go with that. So, you know, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this tonight. So, you know when people talk about comparing apples and oranges, right? You see it all the time. You see the cliche on the internet. You see the person holding the apple and the person holding the orange. Or you see it on, people talk about it on TV. Oh, it's like comparing apples and oranges. But you know what? That's so true. Because when you're comparing yourself to other people, it's not a scientific method. Okay, you don't have, like, the scientific method back there because, you know, between Aristotle and all these other people that came up with this whole entire scientific thought, you know, not to mention this, and, you know, gravity and relativity and all, I'm going to compare myself to that person. You know, how skewed do you think that is? So let's go to reality. Dana, when was the last time you think you've compared yourself to anybody? Or maybe just your means, your house or job or anything like that, in your life?
Probably within the last month, I've probably compared myself to other people.
You have?
Yeah.
I've done it too. I mean, come on. I mean, we're all human. I've done it.
I mean, cause you know, you're driving down the street and you're seeing people, you know, driving, you know, like a Lexus or something like that. And you're like, well, I can have that car too. Why not? You know, but.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's just the way the circumstances are that, you know, sometimes you fall into a rut and you just can't do it. So, but I don't like to really compare myself to a lot of people because if I do that, then I'm setting expectations that maybe I can't meet.
Ooh, that's a good thought. Expectations. I don't like expectations because expectations always get you down a primrose path.
Expectations suck, huh?
Hence, day two of the 10-day challenge to live your true life. Eliminate expectations because they suck. You know, they really do suck. They're not helping you in any way, shape, and form. And you know, quite honestly, it's not good to have them because they are not your friend. They don't like you. They're not your friend. So, Keith, Mr. Andrews, talk to me. When was the last time that you...
I probably had one like the last week, to be honest with you. And it comes from what you said, that little blue and white social networking page that seems to pop up a lot. And for me, I get bored sometimes. And I'll just... It's a habit to go and look at that. And the good thing about it, though, is I catch myself doing this. And, you know, I look and I'll see... You know, everybody wants to put their best, you don't put yourself, you know, like vomiting and excuse me, but like you don't put yourself getting sick in the bathroom on Facebook. You put your best foot forward. You're showing everybody how, you know what I mean? So I look
you're
at
so true. Go, no, yeah. It's true. It's like, let's say, for example, I'm sure a lot of people listening tonight know what they did for New Year's Eve.
Right.
Okay, let's just set the tone. Mm-hmm. Not one time did you put the picture of you in the bathroom, you know, at 1:30 going, oh my gosh, shouldn't have had those 9 shots. Mm-hmm. You took the pictures when you got there, yeah. And that was it. Like, yeah. Right? That's so, it.
Yeah, but it's I catch myself and there have been days where I feel down about that too. And I'm like, or I see somebody taking a trip somewhere I want to go, and it's like you have to just go stop it, you know, and look at what you actually have, because there's people that compare themselves to you too. So.
So true. And, you know, ways. You know, we're going to talk about that. Keith, we're going to talk about that here later on here in our second half, or actually in our second segment, because we have a lot to talk about that with that blue and white page. So stay tuned, because you know what? Perspectives with Ashley Burgess will get back. You know what? We'll be back. And you know what? We'll be back. You know what? We'll be back. We'll be back in 2 shakes.
I bet you pulled that trick on my daddy in Florida.
He couldn't handle the weight.
Oh, so now you think you're better than me.
You think you're better than him?
Look, let me just state for the record, I think you're both better than me.
Okay.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Do you feel that most talk show hosts just want to hear themselves talk? You know, there is more to life than just what's being dished out.
Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
When you turn on the radio, do you wish for entertainment and thought-provoking content? Well, then there is a place for you. A place where your perspective matters. A place where you can be you and ultimately others benefit from your opinion. That place is right here on KLIF every Sunday night. Perspectives with Ashley Burgess airs every Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m. right here on KLIF. And it's also available online at KLIF.com, on iHeartRadio, or you can find archive shows anytime you want at liveyourtruelife.org. Where you listen doesn't matter, but getting your wish granted for entertainment and thought-provoking content does. Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Can you hear me now?